Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. A bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York City. Ooh. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. People dress in plastic bags, directed drivers, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do bit. Oh, my friend, they come around, fight to fight to butter up. Brands on the west side, bedbows uptown. What a mess, the town's tattered, my bed is splattered all over Manhattan. Should do. Are you with us tonight from New York? Carver High told me I could fill in for Lars one night on Metallica. He said my air drumming is extraordinary. Did say that to me. He only talks positive to me when the Islanders win 3-0. Halak with 50 say, shut out. Let me feel you tonight on the I Am Scott Farrell app, on that radio.com app, on that Apple Music and CBS Sports app. Can you feel me? And on CBSSportsRadio.com. The future is bright. That's what Carver High told me. He's always trying for something bigger. Oh, we're going to get it, all right. We got a really big show for you tonight. Rick Caro on Sports Biz. Carver High's favorite. Scott Miller at 11 Eastern, 8 Vegas Strong Time. National columnist for Bleacher Report. Great piece on Jake Peavy getting fleeced for $15 million cash. I got to have him tell the story. It's crazy, right? So 11:40 Eastern, 8:40 Vegas Strong Time. Aaron Torres from The Athletic. He does college hoops. And we're going to talk to him about all of the college basketball. And how about the FBI probe? We told you last night at around 1 in the morning east, our last hour, that at least 36 major D1 schools are going down the drain, and some heavy hitter Hall of Fame coaches are going down the drain. Today, more of them were in federal court trying to defend their clients that are in big trouble with the FBI. And we're going to find out the latest on that deal. And it is crazy. So crazy that we heard that Chattanooga could be a number two seed by the time it's all said and done. Where they're not kidding. Like Middle Tennessee, all these schools that aren't cheating. Mid-majors, small schools, they're not the ones cheating. It's the heavies that are all cheating. I just wanted to say... tonight, like it proved to me tonight, Carver High, I got to say that Purdue is a poser. They're phonies. You've always said it. They're phonies. They're done. They got whacked tonight.
By Wisconsin.
Right? Wisconsin beat them by 4, but that's getting whacked to me. When you lose to a team that's 12-16 and 5-10 in the Big Ten, you go on the road and lay that egg. 3 straight losses, right? So they lost tonight on the road. Embarrassing. They lost to Ohio State at home, at Michigan State, at Wisconsin. They are no longer, in my view, allowed to even be mentioned, Jerry Palm, as a number one seed at all, ever. Even if they win out, they got 3 games left. If they win out, they still don't deserve a number one seed. How about a number 4 seed?
He actually tweeted tonight after the game that with the loss tonight, Purdue has a 0.0% chance of getting a one seed.
Well, there you go. I mean, I don't need him to tell me that.
Right.
I was just saying because he loves them.
Well, he's the bracketologist.
Well, I love Jerry, but he's all over Purdue. He went there. At least I know Indiana sucks. But they've been winning lately for my boy Archie Bunker Miller. Your boy Archie Bunker. Yeah, over there in Bloomington.
I have a buddy, Don Fisher, along with Max Skirvin from Assembly Hall, Bloomington, Indiana. That's the Hoosiers and Boilers tonight on the Indiana University Basketball Network.
All right, so I just wanted to say that Purdue sucks and they're posers. They're done. Also tonight, Cincinnati loses. Number 5 Cincinnati, they lose. And can I also put Ohio State on the Poserville watch, Carver High? Getting smacked in Happy Valley, 77-56 with under a minute to go. They, as well, are phonies. 22-5, my ass. How do you lose by 20 to Penn State? Honestly, I don't care where they play the game. You cannot be number 8 in the country and be 22-5 and lose by 20 to anybody. I'm sorry. You are done. Gonzaga ripping Loyola Marymount right now by 19. How about this game? Arizona at the half up 1 on Bobby Hurley's Arizona State team in Tempe. What was the thing I did there, Mafia, with the bag? Maybe I shouldn't talk about it. That thing was awesome. I don't even know what it was. There was a giant bag, and there was a lot of bad things going on. Some kind of hookah. Are we live, actually? Wichita State gets by Temple. I had that 11.5. Cover! And Wichita State to win. Cover! St. Mary's in San Francisco later. So we got a lot of college basketball tonight for you. I just wanted to tell you that. Louisiana's up on Texas State. I'll just breeze through these, the ones that I see that matters. Washington and Utah, 14 minutes left, tied at 38. Oregon up a bucket on USC, 15 minutes left. New Mexico State, I told you, they're 22-3. They're up 3 on Utah Valley. Can never find their spread in a game. I don't know what that's about. It must be that mascot of theirs, the guy with the mustache. Louisiana Tech up 6 on UAB. Western Kentucky trailing North Texas. I got North Texas in the points tonight for you. Montana's down 6 at Eastern Washington. BYU down 8-6 to Pepperdine early. San Diego 10-5 on Pacific out of the gates. Idaho, Montana State 7-4 Idaho early. The Vandals. Davis and Poly are playing tonight. I just like saying that because they got great surf there. Shagado. Carver High loves the surf and turf. Shagado. Santa Barbara 6-5 over LBC, son. Long Beach State. A lot happening here. There's a lot happening here. Old Dominion smacked around San Antonio tonight by like 40. Craziness. Absolute craziness. Tulsa beat UConn by a bucket. I took Tulsa in like the 3.5 on the road. I got, Furman ripped Chattanooga. Just giving them to you because you need them for your gambling purposes. Quinnipiac by 1 over Manhattan. Charleston in overtime beat James Madison by 3. If you're into this kind of thing, I'm breezing through a lot of them, blowing a lot of them off for you just so we don't get confused. Monroe beat Arlington 84-71. Belmont by 10 over Eastern Kentucky. Murray State by 8 over Jacksonville State. Marshall by 13 over Rice. Middle Tennessee by 10 over Southern Miss. Everything else is later. Colorado, Washington State. Oregon State at UCLA. Those are the ones that matter. All right? So NBA tonight. Denver winning in Milwaukee 126-113. And the Lakers up 3. Starting the third right now. Now it's a one-point game. 65-64. Lakers in mini against Thibodeau's T-Wolves. Huge night in hockey. Flames lead the Predators 3-2 on the third with 15 minutes to go. Capitals up in mini 3-1, trying to put an end to that 13-point streak for the Wild at the XL. Ducks and Blackhawks in Chicago in a second, not at a twos. Coyotes lead the Canadiens 3-0. Montreal's just flat-out terrible. Oilers and Knights in Vegas, scoreless in the first. Vegas has trouble with this team for some reason. Nobody else does. Sharks Canucks in San Jose, 10:30 East. Devils beat the Canes 5-2. Islanders 3-0 over the Rangers. I told you Penguins 3-1 over the Canes. The Penguins are playing like the best team in hockey again. Two-time defending champs. Kicking ass and taking names lately. If the Capitals lose tonight, but they're winning, if they were to lose, they'd move into a tie with them for first, and they've caught them. Weren't they 20 points down about a month ago? Senators 3-2 in overtime over the Sabres, and the Lightning 4-1 over the Red Wings. I hit the Lightning. I hit the Senators. I hit the Penguins. I hit the Devils. I hit the Islanders. All of those games I hit for you tonight on PharrellOnTheBench.com. It is all happening. Bengals AJ McCarron wins his grievance. He's a free agent. Who's going to get him? Are the Browns smart enough to get the deal done? That's who they need right there. Save the money. Get A.J. McCarron. No, you don't like that, Carver High.
I want him on my team.
Buffalo.
So.
Shuffle off to Buffalo right
here. I want
here.
A.J.
They also had your boy Vontae Davis in for a visit.
Bring them all in. Bring Everybody in. Knows it's the place to be now.
Reports that Eagles has a price for Nick Foles would be 2 first-round picks, and they'd have to be blown away to do a deal. Is the price tag too high? Yahoo is reporting that the scandal saw 10 men arrested and Rick Pitino lose his job is only the tip of the iceberg. We'll talk about that with Aaron Torres tonight. Conor McGregor's trainer says if Conor fought Floyd Mayweather in an octagon match, he would still have a real fight the same night after beating Floyd. He'd fight 2 fights in one night to really make it an entertaining event. Can he do it?
Sure, why not?
Carver High, a big fan of the notorious one. All right. No one hits more winners than Pharrell on a bench.com. It's that simple. Like last night, 18-5 in the NBA. Boy, I'm terrible, aren't I? What a deal. $35 a month. You get every pick, every sport, every day, every game, everything that's on the board. I give you winners. NBA Rising Stars game Friday at Staples in LA. The All-Star game is Sunday. LeBron against Team Steph. College basketball Friday, Rhode Island and St. Bonnie. That's my boy Danny Hurley up there with the Rams. NHL tomorrow night, St. Louis at Dallas, and the Islanders are in Carolina. Should be a good game. Don't forget Saturday, Danny Garcia against Brandon Rios on Showtime in boxing. We'll give you all the boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. You won't regret it. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Carver High, the USA men's hockey team has jumped out early on Slovakia, 1-0 with a power play goal. What do we got going on here tonight? A little redemption on the ice.
Well, they started strong the other day, too, so they got to finish the job tonight. Still very early. Nice to get out to the 1-0 lead.
They just gave up the goal.
There you go.
Oh, God, the goal. Nice save, bro. Who's the goalie? Did you see that thing go through his legs? Are you kidding me, bro? How bad was that?
Terrible.
That was just a terrible goal. My God. Watch this. Did you see it go in?
Where's Ryan Miller when you need him?
How bad is this goal? Look at this thing. You got to be kidding me. Oh, Jesus, dude. Come on. Oh, my God. That is so terrible. You got to be kidding me, this guy. Who is that? We have to abuse him early and often. I don't even know who the goalie is. But that was bad. You can't give up that goal from the goal line. Are you kidding me? Along the goal line, that goal goes in. 1-1. There you go. So we got our eyes on that tonight. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Ken in Alaska, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man.
Dude, did I hear you correctly? Did I hear you say that Philadelphia wants Nick Foles? They want 2 first-round picks for Nick Foles, or else they ain't giving him up?
Yes.
I really think that the Browns should freaking take him, dude. They should give up their 2 first-round picks because I honestly believe that anybody they get is going to be a bust. They might as well get somebody who's a veteran.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I think that it's dangerous to say, but I think that was, you know, Nick Foles' greatest moment, and I think he's had another good season where he threw the 27 touchdowns. He had this nice little run without a doubt, he was incredible. I bet on him every step of the way, the Atlanta game, the mini game, the Super Bowl. I hit every single bet, documented. I loved what he was doing. He looked fantastic in the Super Bowl, MVP, everything else. But he's not worth two first-round draft picks, if you ask me. And I don't think he'll ever do it again. So I think that was the greatest moment of his life, and I'm sure he enjoyed it, and I doubt it'll be duplicated ever again. Carver Hyde, you got a problem with that?
I don't think he's worth one first-round pick, let alone two, especially, as Ken tried to say, the Browns have the first and fourth overall picks in the draft. They have two top five picks.
Right.
I wouldn't give him the last two picks in a first round. I wouldn't give them to him for Nick Foles. It was a great run, like you said. It was unbelievable how he played in both the Atlanta game. I thought the defense got it done for them that day. I thought he played great against Minnesota.
He did nothing in that game.
And what he did in the Super Bowl was unbelievable. But we have seen Nick Foles play for years before those two games. And at any time,
it was average at best.
That guy can come back. This guy was cut by the Rams last year when they had, you know, Keenum and Goff. Like, let's calm down.
Yeah.
With the Nick Foles, I wouldn't give up anything for Nick Foles, to be quite honest.
Mafia, what do you think he's worth? I think the Eagles should keep him, is what I think. And I think that he's not worth, without a doubt, he's not worth two first rounders. Anyone that gives up two first rounders for that guy is tripping.
Yeah, you'd be out of your mind to give it up, because not only is you don't know if he's going to be able to sustain that the rest of the time, especially given whatever team you have. I mean, if you're the Browns, if you're some of these other teams, the rest of your team sucks. So it doesn't matter if you have the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. You can put Tom Brady behind center in the Cleveland Browns. They're still going to suck because they need to add other pieces first. So to just say, okay, let's give up our whole draft for this guy would be insane. If you want to give up maybe a second rounder or a third rounder, I can understand that. Even one first rounder might be too much. I mean, the guy's 29 years old. It's not like this guy's 25, 26, where, you know, he's had a couple years.
29's young.
29's young, but it's not.
At a quarterback, that's young. You talk about over 30 as a running back, you start getting concerned. Quarterbacks at 29 is still young. He's still in his.
For 5 or 6 years, maybe.
Well, so has a quarterback for 5 or 6 years that does anything without they get rid of the quarterbacks like when the wind blows?
I still wouldn't give a first-round pick for a guy that you maybe get 5 years out of if he plays at that level again. You know, you can give up a first-round pick and then him be a complete bust and go right back to where he was in his days in St. Louis. So, second round,
I believe
third round okay,
that guy won't even be in the league in 5 years. How's that sound? I don't even think he'll be in the NFL in 5 years. Do you?
I think it's possible. Look, he was good at the role that he had this year. He stepped in when the guy was hurt. He got it done. Wentz might not be ready at the beginning of next year. You might need him again for 4 or 5 games. Who knows? I think he knows his role, and he's going to play it just fine. A team would be stupid to give up one, let alone two picks.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
First things first, your boy Rick Harrow, our sports business and legal insider on the Bench for over 2 decades, is back on the Mahogany. And Carver High wants to know, why hasn't Harrow gone to Pyeongchang, or has he already been there?
No, I'm not going to there.
Why not?
Would you? I mean, so I ended up going to Super Bowl, then the Indy Trials in Phoenix. I was in California last week doing some stuff, getting ready for NBA All-Star. And, you know, if you have a choice of going NBA All-Star or Pyeongchang, where would you go?
So are you going back to L.A. for the All-Star game?
Yeah, going back to L.A. for the All-Star game. So that'll be okay. And then hanging out there for a few days. You know, listen. Getting to Seoul is hard enough, but Pyeongchang, as you know, they have 47,000 hotel rooms and 48,000 people in the entire county and city. So it's like any other Winter Olympics. It's hard to get to. Salt Lake City, Vancouver, fantastic. Torino, that's fine, but it's another hour and a half to get up to the slopes. And, Sochi was debilitating enough for anybody. So I sound like an old man, but I'd rather watch it on TV. I can watch a lot more skeleton on television than they can in the stands.
We are old men, actually. How do you feel about the Olympics so far?
I feel pretty good about it because we haven't had any disasters. And the most important issue, let's not forget, and I know we're a little syrupy, but when the North Korean skaters do well or the South Koreans give them a hand to do it, it's more than just a game. This is world peace. And I know we may go back to blowing each other up after the Olympics is over, but it is fun for now to suspend all this stupid rhetoric about who has the biggest hands.
So what about the guys like so NBC had to fire some guy that was brought up Japan or something in Korea. That got him fired. I don't even know what that was about. Something about cultural differences. And then Bodie Miller did the foot and mouth disease this week when he said that the chick had no chance because she was married.
Yeah, that wasn't the brightest thing in the world to say. And by the way, if you've heard Bodie Miller this week, I had commented with people I was watching with that he sobered up. He looked pretty good. He looks insightful. I guess that's not the right thing to say, especially with a primetime audience over 21 million people.
What did you think of my good friend, who I like a lot, Shaun White, winning the gold, but then no one cared that he won the gold medal. All they cared about was his sexual harassment case that had been settled 2 years prior, and they grilled him about that, and then he said it was gossip, and then that got him even further in a hole.
Yeah, I know. And frankly, I think once that's done with, people will focus on, and I don't mean to minimize it, I really don't, but it is kind of old news. And the bottom line of all of this is that he is a tremendous Olympic athlete, and this is one of those things where maybe you can ask it once, but there's a time and place for all of that.
Let me ask you, you're a lawyer, Harvard, well educated, you're a courtroom guy. I'm asking this, and not, I'm not even joking. I'm serious when I say this. Is this woman allowed to, frankly, or her lawyer, after they settled the deal, they settled, like she sued him. She sued him for millions, and they came to a settlement, an agreement, and the entire case ended. When the case is settled and there's been an exchange of money, millions, and you pay someone off, can they 2 years later drag it up again and start trying to get you in trouble again? I say no.
I say no, but I also say it depends on what's in the agreement. If the money changed hands and it's that you specifically can't raise the issue, you can't talk about it, which is, by the way, what most of these settlements do, whether it's sexual harassment, civil lawsuits, any kind of settlement, any lawyer who's worth his salt is going to say, let's settle it, and we don't admit guilt, but you don't talk about it. And that's the condition upon the money changing hands. I don't know what the deal says in this case, so I hesitate to draw a conclusion.
I heard that the Olympics in Pyeongchang are already $4 billion over cost.
Well, you don't know that until it's all over. And I guess what I'm trying to give you perspective on is that, their original budget was $13 billion, which is a lot of money. But Sochi's was over 50. So even if they're $4 billion over, there is a little wiggle room there. The facilities are fine. They're not late. There hopefully will be some kind of legacy. The bottom line is it's a country of 50 million people who badly needed winter sports facilities, unlike Sochi, where those things gathered weeds in the summer. So I think what we need to judge these Olympics by is not the number of empty seats. Ben, you know what? Speaking of empty seats, it's beautiful how we've got empty seats dressed up as losers and skaters. Boy, I'll tell you. But the bottom line of it is not how many seats go unsold. I think the bottom line is what the legacy takeaway is, and let's figure that one out next week.
You're reporting that stores all over that place are claiming that they're not making any money.
Yeah, but it's the standard deal whenever there is a big event, and it scares people into either closing down or trying to figure out how to make some money elsewhere. The sponsors and the merchants are really upset in Sochi because Lee Sports Business Journal and others are saying that they're closing the stores down. They're using only the official Olympic a lot of money changes hands, but not enough for the merchants who actually live there full time.
Rick Haro with us, our sports business and legal insider on the bench. Carlos Cordero got the U.S. Soccer Federation presidency gig.
Yeah, Kathy Carter followed closely behind in the first and second vote, and as they normally do, the MLS switched the votes to Cordero, and so he won in the third round, 69%. But here's the bottom line. They've got to figure out how to change the perception of global soccer, change the perception of American soccer that can't get out of its own way, and make the beautiful game clean again while making people look at others in the Premier League. That's a lot of work for this guy.
The study done by a Boston consulting group estimates that hosting the World Cup could generate more than $5 billion in short-term economic activity across North America. Is this like the same people that predict all the money they're going to make in Pyeongchang that they don't make?
No, this is different because we have the deal of Mexico and the U.S. and Canada with games, by the way. Now they're 80, so it's much bigger than it used to be. There were only 64 in the entire World Cup years ago. Now they're adding another round to it. And so they're expecting about 5 to 6 million tickets, 70,000-seat stadiums. You'd expect with the big games, they're going to be sold out, and they'll be in Mexico City, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, and everywhere in America. So bottom line is, it's going to be a big deal for the U.S. and Canada and Mexico to get together if they win this bid. And they got to beat out Morocco. So my money's on the North American bid.
So L.A. is are they in for the World Cup bid in 2026? Because I just want to ask you, I mean, what aren't they bidding for? The Olympics, the World Cup, they got the NBA All-Star. Is everything in the world going to happen in Los Angeles?
Yeah, but also we got some time for it. So what they're doing is trying to throw their facilities in, and obviously not just the Rose Bowl, the new stadium that the Rams and Chargers are going to be using, now called City of Champions, but they'll have a corporate name by then. And the joint bid we just talked about wants L.A. in it because they like the idea of that stadium. So nothing official. The leases haven't been signed, but the bottom line is they will be in, we're sure.
Your boy Carver High just said that you sound like you're in Pyeongchang with that phone of yours tonight giving us problems again. Let me ask you this question. The NBA All-Star Game Media Day is set to be open to the public for the first time this coming weekend in Los Angeles. They're having it there at the L.A. Convention Center?
Yeah. How's that? $10 a ticket.
It sounds better.
Is that better? $10 a ticket.
No. I lost you there.
All right. $10 a ticket. How's that? Is that any better?
It's horrible. I don't know. What is the problem?
I have no idea. I can call you back on a landline, but I've been calling you.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
All day.
So they're having the media day there.
Yeah, they're trying to sell tickets like they do media day, you know, outside of Radio Row in L.A. and the NFL. And so I'm not sure I'm too excited about it. Are you Team LeBron against Team Curry? We'll see 184 to 182, no defense game as usual.
So the Pirates are looking for more money from Allegheny County to, upgrade PNC Park? What's wrong with PNC Park?
They need more stuff in there to sell more concessions. And plus, they're owed about $4.5 million for the work. They need to get some money from the city. And the club spent more than $10 million on total improvements for PNC Park. It's owned by the public authority. They need to figure this one out like they did with Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. You know Pittsburgh, and you know that the Pirates are very important to Pittsburgh. They better not screw it up.
Yeah, and they're going to have a great season. What is driving golf forward the PGA started?
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how to make courses more environmentally sustainable, chemicals, energy. They're trying to cut 25% of the bad stuff by 2025. And so this is their newest initiative on the course. They're playing in Riviera. Then they come here to Florida, and it'll be a big deal. I'm going to take my cell phone on the course, and maybe it'll sound better than it does today, right?
What is the big, in terms of this, you know, we do it every week, the Power of Sports 5. What is that Victre? Pro athletes from around the world launched the Power for Puerto Rico. What's that about?
Everybody is forgetting about Puerto Rico, and, you know, still doesn't have enough power. And everybody's kind of moving on to other stuff. And this is the largest online platform for pro athletes, kind of like Player Tribune, but on an international level. So the social network is trying to raise money around the world with athletes to try to get checks and get power and get food to the people that most need it. So really, really kind of a cool idea.
Tech Top 5, Hulu has an Olympic Hub video for the Olympics, and Snapchat also live streaming Olympic content. That's pretty cool on both fronts.
Yeah, and you can see how NBC is kind of integrated in the program. So Snapchat's got its new live feature, and they're talking about many, many, many original dollars and new revenue source for NBC. And Hulu, with its personalized Olympic Hub, we know in the future that the one thing that Hulu does that others don't is personalize all of their stuff. And Comcast NBC Universal, as you know, holds a 30% stake in Hulu, so NBC is obviously going to promote the hell out of it.
Rick, how's Derek Jeter going to do in Miami?
I got to tell you, we need a recovery now because, you know, it's a fire sale. He's saying Houston did it. Yeah, but it took a long time, and that doesn't automatically mean he's going to do it. And he got the selling players right. I'm not sure he got the building the team right. So there's a lot of grumbling here in South Florida. Let's see what happens.
How great is it that Wade is back, and boy, are they making money off of him with merchandise.
Yeah, hey, biggest seller, shortest period of time. A great comeback story. Now the rumor is LeBron comes back again. Who knows? But the bottom line is they needed a little bit of kick to get out of the doldrums, and Wade is the kick.
They still stink, though.
Yeah, but you know what? That's okay because they don't stink as much as they did before Wade, although he's not going to make the difference between them going to the next round of the playoffs or not. And, you know, they don't have they need Justice Winslow to get healthy. They need 10 things to happen. And they're not there yet.
All right, Rick, great stuff. Have a great weekend. Thanks for coming on the bench and give us our latest sports business update. And have fun out at the NBA All-Star game.
I'll see you next week with a good phone.
All right, Rick Haro looking to get into the new Verizon 5G phone, considering how bad his phone sucks. Can I do an imitation of Rick on the air with us? Jesus. God almighty. It's like, is that not just like every week where he is? That phone sounds like he's dipping it in toilet water. 855-212-4227. Scott Miller's next from Bleacher Report.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.